Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast series. Today we're speaking with Scott Rogeville, an officer at Gorfine, Schiller & Garden, about how to make employee benefit plan audits less painful. And Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderful, Matt. Thanks so much for entertaining me.
It's always a pleasure, always a pleasure. And as always, let's start at the top. If you don't mind, give us a high-level overview of employee benefit plan audits and why they are so important.
Well, that's a great question, Matt. So I am fortunate enough in my day job that it affords me the chance to wear a lot of different hats. I'm a partner in a CPA firm. I serve on finance committees of nonprofit organizations. I serve on the boards of nonprofit organizations. And I have signed off as a trustee on an employee benefit plan. And of all the hats I wear, that's the one that scares me the most. It scares me because making mistakes with employee benefit plans subjects you to civil penalties as much as it does federal criminal prosecution. And that's a bad combination. And so understanding why you need an employee benefit plan audit, where it's applicable, and how to execute it properly and efficiently, they're all really important to me. You know, I talk with my clients a lot, and one of the areas where we engage on the employee benefit plan side is just how scary of an area it is. That people don't realize the responsibility that they carry when they sign off as a fiduciary on an employee benefit plan. And you can be a fiduciary on an employee benefit plan and not even know it. And for those people, this podcast is for them because you really need to be asking questions. Audits of employee benefit plans are dictated by a requirement under ERISA. For those of you who aren't familiar with ERISA, it's the Employee Retirement Income Security Act and has been governing employee benefit plans since the 1970s. This document's important. It's overseen by the Department of Labor as opposed to the Internal Revenue Service, which most people think of as governing compliance reporting. Well, in this particular case, we're under a different jurisdiction, and they have a dedicated group of inspectors that are out there reviewing employee benefit plans and making sure that they're operating in accordance with their guidelines, but they're also overseeing the auditors, people like me, to make sure that the audits that are being prepared are being done in accordance with appropriate standards. And this is the thing, to me, that makes employee benefit plan audits so very important. You're not just fulfilling an obligation and checking a box. These audits are subject to scrutiny from outsiders. They're publicly available. Your participants are able to go at any time and look on the Department of Labor website and download your Form 5500, which is your annual filing. The Department of Labor is going to check them for potential errors or omissions. And then ultimately, you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing because you have a responsibility as a plan administrator or an HR manager or a CFO or a CEO or a trustee on a benefit plan. All of these people are fiduciaries to make sure that you're operating the plan in accordance with the plan document. So in my experiences, the most efficient way to make sure that you're doing that is to have your audit done. However, not everybody gets an audit done. So the general rule is if you have more than 100 participants in the plan, you're subject to the audit requirement. And that comes directly out of ERISA. However, if you're less than 100, while you're exempt from the audit requirement, you're still subject to the same compliance rules. And if you're not having an audit done, which I certainly wouldn't spend the money to have done if you don't need to, I would encourage you to make sure that you're working with your specialists, your professionals, whether it's your TPA or your broker or your pension advisor, whoever your specialists are, or maybe even an outside accountant may come in and just help assist you ensuring that you're operating in compliance with your plan document. Get somebody involved. Don't take on the responsibility yourself because there's a lot of potential traps within the process. So once you establish that you're required to do an audit, and we understand why you're doing it from a compliance perspective, it's important to understand from a high level what's involved. Most people think of an audit in the traditional publicly traded corporation. They get an audit of their financial statements every year. They see Coca-Cola, and they look at the financial statement, and they're pretty content. When it comes to an employee benefit plan audit, the rules are a little bit different because the numbers that are on the financial statement are less the focus of the audit as the compliance with the Department of Labor rules under ERISA and the plan document that governs the plan itself. And it really is about compliance. It's about understanding how frequently you should be making payroll contributions or deposits on payroll contributions from employee deferrals. It's about understanding the process that you've laid out for loans and whether they're permissible It's about complying with an employee's intent to defer money. You have all these potential issues that are all compliance-driven, that the organization is doing what they have to do from a payroll compliance perspective, that people who are eligible to participate in the plan are being notified that they're eligible. It's about people who are subject to annual limits on contributions are not exceeding those limits, or if they are, that they're getting timely refunds on their excess contributions. These are all the rules that make employee benefit plans audits so very important.
Wow, Scott, there's a lot there, and we might have covered off on this in your answer here, but you know, you certainly seem scary. It's a painful process. You know, what are some other parts or some parts that we didn't cover already in this interview about the process that are particularly painful, if you catch my drift?
Absolutely. So you really want to be careful when it comes to employee benefit plan audits to make sure that you're planning. As the case is with any audit, if you properly plan, you're more likely to find success in your process. And by that, I mean understanding the plan document so that you've read it, and then working with your auditor, who you hopefully have carefully selected. And I think that's an important part of making this process less painful, and I'll get back to that in a moment. But in working with them, that you're identifying the documents that need to be accumulated and then the underlying support for that data, but also to bring in all of your partners. Virtually every employee benefit plan has a third-party administrator. And that third-party administrator is as much a partner and a valuable part of this process as the internal staff of your organization. In most cases, they are controlling documents that may only be available electronically. They are monitoring and allocating income and expense to individual participant accounts, which become the underlying basis for plan participant account balances, and therefore they become the most significant numbers involved in the testing of the financial statements in order to render an opinion. And so the pain comes from, in some cases, choosing the wrong auditor. As somebody who spends a lot of time auditing financial statements for employee benefit plans, I can tell you that it's not an area where selection is unimportant. If you've got somebody who's doing five or less audits of employee benefit plans and he or she is doing your audit, you really need to look at that decision and make sure it's in their best interest. For the world of auditors, there's an organization that's sponsored by the AICPA that is called the Employee Benefit Plan Audit Quality Center. And you should make sure that your employee benefit plan auditor is a voluntary member of that organization. It says to you that they care about audits of employee benefit plans, that they're participating in the peer review process for employee benefit plans, and their peer reviewer is also a member of that organization. It's just a symbol of the commitment that your auditor has made to that industry. You may have a great corporate accountant and corporate even auditor, but if they're not doing employee benefit audits, then you're putting yourself at risk. When the Department of Labor looks at audits of employee benefit plans, they actually look at how many the auditor has performed. And when they target plans to do desk review or even field review examinations on those plans, they target them based upon the number of audits that an individual provider is preparing annually. So don't put yourself at greater risk because you've chosen to take something that's convenient or maybe it's a low bidder. You're responsible as a fiduciary under an employee benefit plan to value participant money and to do what's best for them. Sometimes that might mean spending a little bit more money in order to make sure that you have the right provider. Make sure that you're getting value, but at the same time, don't just pick the low bidder because it's not always the best answer for you. The process becomes painful, I find, when internally you're not maintaining records. Obviously, for employee benefit plan audits, the most important records relate to payroll. So making sure that you have all your payroll records in line is the first place to kind of clean your own house before getting involved, and that's going to help make things less painful. That means that you have things like I-9s, hire dates, termination dates, approved pay rates, all these basic things that you have probably someplace, but if you haven't assembled them into a proper personnel file, then you put yourself in the position of making the audit much more painful on yourself than you have to. Planning in advance, assembling proper records, choosing the right auditor, making sure that your TPA is involved in your process, those are all keys to making your audit process a whole lot less painful.
That's fantastic. Great insights there. Now let's shift. Tell us about Gorfine, Schiller & Garden services with regards to employee benefit plan audits.
Sure thing, Matt. Gorfine, Schiller & Garden performs annually more than 60 benefit plan audits for a lot of different types of benefit plans, defined benefit pension plans, traditional 401k or 403b arrangements, health and welfare plans, training plans, vacation plans, you name it, we've done it in the employee benefit plan world. including employee stock ownership plans. So with that said, it's important that you understand what we can do. And for us, it's auditing of those financial statements, assisting with the preparation of your Form 5500, and generally offering you advice. What we don't do is give investment advice. We are not somebody who provides the third-party administration. We're independent of that process, and we want to be, because we want to be your independent auditor. We work with a lot of TPAs. We're happy to recommend TPAs. We're happy to recommend investment advisors. We see that as our role. We want to be an important part of your team, but we want to do it within the context of what we do best. And what we do best is audit employee benefit plans, prepare 5500s, and offer quality advice at timely and efficient ways and for reasonable prices.
That's fantastic. You know, Scott, anything else to add today? Anything we may have missed?
No, Matt, I think we've done a pretty good job of covering some of the risks of employee benefit plans, some of the ways that you can make them less painful. I think the most important takeaway for this should be, and probably didn't emphasize enough, is to make sure that you have a good line of communication with all of the parties that are working with you on your employee benefit plan. For me, I think communication is the number one job for myself and for my team, to make sure that our clients know where we are on a project, what we need to do to get to the end, and perhaps most significantly, what we can do to help you. And we do that by bilateral communication. We want to hear from you, but we also want to tell you and share with you our thoughts and our advice throughout the process.
Perfect. What a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, once again, you heard an exclusive Gorfine, Schiller & Garden podcast interview with Scott Rogeville, an officer at the firm. And Scott was kind enough to share his insights into how to make employee benefit plan audits much less painful. And Scott, as always, thanks for your time today.
You got it, Matt. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.